As you can see, our praise band has grown tremendously since the spring. God's blessed us with some very talented people that are joining us. Okay. Let us stand as we give praise to God.
Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ, the Saving Lord. And we can see that God, you're moving a mighty river through the nation. When down and all will turn to Jesus, bring my dear heavenly beginning. Prepare the way of the risen Lord.
the giver of life, the ruler of all.
Praise Father God, giver of life, power and might, goodness and light, ruler of all. Praise to the
everything behind us that's distracting us from giving you all of our praise and attention right now. Whether it's a bad day at school, a bad day at work, the rush hour traffic that we had to go through to get here. Help us leave that all behind and tonight our focus be on you and what you would have us to hear and what you would have us to do. May your will be done. Amen. You may be seated. I'll let Sveta introduce our special music for tonight.
you think it's over, the end of a dream, do you really believe God wants it to be? Whatever it is, God knows your heart's desire. Seek Him and find, He'll give you peace in time. But don't give up on God when your world is torn in two. Don't give up on God, He's not through with you. Trust Him with all your heart when it seems He isn't there. He has not abandoned you. He never will, and you'll never say all has been lost. If you don't give up on God, sometimes you feel no one else feels this way. Everyone else must have greater faith. Whoever we are, we've all let someone down. Someone we adore has let us down before. But don't give up on God when your world is torn in two. Don't give up on God, He's not through with you. Trust Him with all your heart when it seems He isn't there. He has not abandoned you, and He never will, and you'll never say all has been lost. If you don't give up on God, you wanna quit and give up on yourself. It's not giving up to admit you need God's help. Don't give up on God when your world is torn in two. Don't give up on God, He's not through with you. Trust Him with all your heart when it seems He isn't there. He has not abandoned you, and He never will, and you'll never say all has been lost. If you don't give up on God, don't give up on God.
Thank you, Ted, for the beautiful song of hope, and praise God for the song that He put it in your heart. And I guess we are inspired to say thank you to God, listen to our hearts.
Thank you.
So listen to our heart.
I'm glad we could get him before he's about to start back at MTSU, and we've been trying to get him to speak since last fall, but every time we scheduled him, he always had an exam or midterms or something that would come up that would prevent him. So when we decided to start early this fall, I grabbed him. I said, Paul, so we really want you to speak, and we're pleased to have him here.
Thanks, Susan. I'd like to start out by, I guess, praying first because I need it, and I'm hoping that try to help you guys out too. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much for each and every person here tonight. Thank you for the fact that we can get together and freely worship and praise you, Lord, for you're so good to us even though we don't deserve it. Lord, I come before you tonight asking for strength to deliver your message. And I ask that you open everyone's hearts and minds tonight to receive it. Finally, Father, I want to say thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving him the strength and love to sacrifice himself for us. In his name we pray. Amen. I guess I could switch this thing on. Alright. Well, I'm really glad to be here tonight to speak to you guys. As Susan said, school's starting up, and I'm currently taking chemistry and biology, and I think physics this semester too, so it's going to be kind of hard for me to get back here, but I'm really glad to be here tonight. And I'm going to start by telling you guys about my summer, because I had an awesome, awesome summer, and it was a really, really great learning experience for me in a couple big ways. The first is that I started a new job this summer, working as an intern for the City of Franklin in the planning department. I'm sure some of you know, but if, for those of you who don't, Jamie Gross is the director of the planning department, and he does a fantastic job there. And he tried to get me to come there, and I was so happy that he wanted me there. And I came, and I was really worried at first because I really didn't know much about how planning works. I didn't know that, you know, site design and landscape design and zoning, how all that comes together to make, you know, an effective city plan, an effective city design that's really well thought out. But Jamie and the rest of the staff there, they took me under their wing, and they helped me so much. And I really cannot say enough good things about him and his staff. They just showed me so much kindness and patience as I tried to learn the planning process. But the reason why I'm talking about that is because I learned a lot about the subject city planning that I really didn't know anything about before. And as much as I learned about that, I learned a whole lot more about something else, which I thought I knew more about, and that's listening. More specifically, listening to God. You see, for a long time, I've really had a strong desire and to know more about Jesus. I really want to have a much deeper personal relationship than what I already had. And I really want to know more about his plan for my life. I wanted to hear Jesus' voice in my life directing me where he wanted me to go and to do the things that he wanted me to. But I wasn't completely sure about how to go about building that stronger bond that I yearned for, that personal relationship. So I tackled my problem head on. I wanted to know more about Jesus. I wanted to talk with Jesus, not just to him. I wanted to hear his voice. I wanted to hear his direction for my life. So first I looked more closely at the new relationships that I made with all my coworkers at the planning department and how I built them. I built them by going to them and talking to them and finding out more about them and more about them and getting more comfortable with talking to them. And so I figured if it works with them, I'll try it with God. And so I knew that I had to talk to God for prayer. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, "Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart." Prayer is our way of talking to God, so I prayed more often, and I prayed specifically that God help me to learn more about him. And I prayed for the wisdom to understand how God will respond to me. Let me tell you, God answers prayers. I didn't realize it until later on in the summer, but he really, really answers prayers. Before I started working this summer, I knew that I was going to get an hour every day for lunch, which was a big deal to me because before that I'd gotten, I think, half an hour. And so I didn't know what I was going to do with all this free time that I had gotten out. I knew that I was just going to have to get out of the office during the middle of the day and break up my day. So the first day came, I didn't know what I was going to do. Then Jamie and Susan actually invited me to go out and eat lunch with them in Braxton at Pinkerton Park, which is really near City Hall. And I accepted. There we go. I accepted because I love parks. I love being outside. And I was so happy to do that. Well, we went, and I had just a fantastic time. I really enjoyed being with them. And so I knew, I decided from then on that maybe this would be a good spot to spend my hour every day out here. I knew that I'd have all this time. I thought maybe I should read my Bible, learn God's word, and also to pray. And so from that day on, every day this summer I spent at the park reading the Bible and praying to God, which helped me tremendously because I'd never really, I guess, devoted that much time every day to learning about God. And I don't know if it was just that Susan and Jamie had just decided randomly to ask me to come to lunch with them that day or whatnot, but I have not seen them there, at least when I went. I never saw them there since, and so I don't know. I believe it was God putting them in my life, taking me there and saying, "Here, I'm going to provide you with a place where you can learn about me and you can talk to me directly." So I didn't realize that until much later, but I realized that God was talking to me through them. But God wasn't done answering my prayer to no one better. I was reading the Bible every day, which is something, like I said, that I really hadn't done as much before. And I was learning so much but as I'm sure several of you can relate with, I didn't always understand what I was reading. And so I needed some help on that. So I decided to keep asking God for wisdom to help me interpret what He's trying to tell me. So God delivered, but not how I expected. Instead of giving me wisdom directly through giving me epiphanies or things like that, Brother Larry, I guess, decided that instead of having these Wednesday night services during the summer, he would meet with whoever wanted to, and we'd discuss various Bible questions that we might have. And when I heard this, I was just so happy, because that's exactly what I needed. So every Wednesday, instead of having these services, I met with Brother Larry and several other people who just know so much more about the Bible than I do. And it was so wonderful to hear their views and their takes, I guess, on a lot of different things. And so Brother Larry never agreed to answer any of my questions, but he always agreed to discuss them, and we did a lot of that, and it was wonderful. So God was helping me right there. He was giving me a way that I could hear Him and talk and learn more about Him, and He was giving me a way to help understand more about Him and understand the things that I was reading. So having these prayers answered, it made me wonder what else, in what other ways was God working in my life that I didn't realize? So in one of my mini lunch breaks, I tried to think back before of things that I had prayed, things that I've asked God for. And one of them was a way to help people and a way to spread His word. I guess I've kind of always developed this kind of, as someone told me, an itch for helping people, or an itch for doing something, doing my part to help advance the kingdom of God. And Brother Larry came to me one Sunday and asked if I would help teach the middle school class. And I was very, very nervous, because that's not me. I've never really been or done anything around kids like that. But I got there and I had a blast. It was so much fun teaching them, and I really, really enjoyed it. And hopefully I taught them a thing or two as well. We didn't have too much fun or anything like that. But it was wonderful. God was there and He was talking to me. He was saying, "Paul, I know you want to do this. I think you can, and so I'm going to provide it to you." And I couldn't believe it. When I realized so much that God was talking to me. He was right there. I just had to listen. As I found out this summer, God is actively involved in your life. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus is teaching His disciples about prayer. And He says in verse 9, "So I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Without a doubt, God answers prayers. Sometimes it's just hard to notice, because God answers them in ways we may not understand, or we're too busy or too focused on other things to realize that He's there answering them for us. If we just stop and allow ourselves to listen to our Lord, as we realize that He's involved in our life, He's there to help us. God loves us and wants to help us, and He yearns for us to have a relationship with Him. We have to have open hearts and minds and really listen to what He is saying to each of us individually. I believe we should try to put ourselves in a position to really listen to God. God is real. He's calling to you. You just have to listen. And now I'm going to show a video, and a large portion of it is without sound. So just be prepared that nothing's wrong. It's supposed to be like that. And to just remain silent and watch if you can get something out of it.
started reading about this guy named Bernie Krause who records nature sounds for film and television. And he was saying that in 1968, in order to get 1 hour of undisturbed natural sound, like no airplanes, no cars, it would take him about 15 hours of recording time. And he was saying that today, in order to get that same 1 hour of undisturbed sound, it takes him 2,000 hours of recording time. It reminds me of the story of one of the great Jewish prophets, Elijah, who's been going and going and just about at the end. And he's just totally stressed, just totally fried. He doesn't even know if he wants to go on. And God says, Elijah, go up on the mountain because I'm going to show up. And so Elijah goes up on the mountain. And so this wind comes down the mountain. And it like shakes the mountain violently, but God isn't in the wind. And then there's this earthquake, but God isn't in the earthquake. And then like this massive fire covers the mountain, but God isn't in the fire. And then comes the still, small voice of God. Now, there's all this discussion about what exactly this voice is. Because some people think that the actual Hebrew word doesn't even refer to a sound that you could like hear with your ears, like an audible noise. And so some translators translate the phrase that God was in the sound of sheer silence. God wasn't in the wind. God wasn't in the earthquake. God wasn't in the fire. God was in the silence.
there are Bibles located in your pews for those that would like to turn with me, or if you brought yours, to Jeremiah 10:13. Jeremiah 10:13 states, "When he thunders, the waters in the heavens roar. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses." And then turn with me to Jeremiah 14, verse 22. "Do any of these worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, O Lord our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does it all." Our area, as much as middle and southern Tennessee, has been plagued with the drought this year. And I believe the forecasters call it exceptional drought. It's hurting our farmers. It's hurting animals, our yards, everything. It's really sad just to see it withering away in the heat. We are in a desperate need for rain. Pam mentioned this the other night, and I can't remember where it was that she mentioned it, but we were at a meeting last Thursday night, and an elder couldn't be there because his well had gone dry. And that's a desperate situation for him and his family. And tonight I would like us to offer a prayer for rain, if you will pray with me. Dear Lord, there is no sound like rain. Rain on a roof, rain on the ground, rain on the trees. It is all good. There's a sense of newness in water. There's a sense of second chances. Please send rain. Please send the rain to care for the plants. It brings new life and new hope. The rain brings relief. We need these things, Lord. We need new life. We need hope. We need relief. There is also joy in water. Joy in the drenching feeling of playing in the rain. And there's also peace in the sound and the smell of it. It also washes away all that covers us, God. It washes our mistakes that cling to us like dirt. Make us new, God. Please, bless us with rain. Bless us with second chances. Bless us with the newness of life around us. Bless us with the sound of rain. Dear Lord, amen.
Wash forever I adore is in you.